Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's Britney, bitch. Shake your tits. Dunkin' Donuts.
What is up, guys? It's T. Kyle here, and happy Friday, happy weekend. I am back again with another weekend chat. And what a week it has been. I am a little sleepy, I'm a little exhausted, so if you are watching me here on YouTube, you can probably tell that she's looking a little weathered, she's looking a little tired. I'm running a little slow today, and I was debating only just doing like a podcast version of this and not doing the video, but I was like, you know what? I'm here. And the first thing I want to talk about, which I hinted at last week, and I told you guys there was something coming, and my secret project that I have been working on for months finally launched this Tuesday. It has been out now for 3 days. It is called It's Britney Bitch, a podcast. It is with me and Bradley, my best friend, Mew Mews. A lot of you guys know him more so, I think, than me in the Britney community. He's much more of a prominent figure, I guess you could call him, like, whatever. I mean, we're like social media gays, whatever. And it finally launched. And I am so relieved, and I am overwhelmed, and I am genuinely so proud of it. And it just has like made it all so worth it, because last weekend it was overdrive in terms of getting everything ready. And you guys know how I am. I'm super, like, I guess, anal about details, and I'm very, very, very detail-oriented. I'm probably a perfectionist, I guess you could call it, which is a blessing and a curse. But yeah, I mean, we had been working on this for a really long time, and this past weekend, I just combed again through everything and made sure, I wanted to make sure that it was as the best that it could be on launch, and I'm so happy with it. I am so fucking happy, and the response to the podcast was so overwhelming. I really was not expecting the amount of messages and DMs and tweets and people on, even just on Instagram alone, like, I was shocked at how many people were screen grabbing on podcasts and being like, share this, listen. And just all day, my DMs and Instagram were just going crazy for the past 3 days. And I got a text from Tyler Oakley saying that he was on his hike and he was laughing, listening to it. And I was just like, shook. I was stunned. I think that's also why I'm so tired, is because, like, I haven't been able to sleep, because I've just been so excited and so overwhelmed. And I mean, I like already want to get into the next couple episodes. And yeah, let me just prop myself up on my couch here, guys. I'm fucking so tired. You can literally see it in my face, and I'm breaking out on my cheek. Ew. The connection to the weekend chat here is, you know, I started doing weekend chat on YouTube probably 2 years ago, and I just brought it to podcast form 5 or 6 weeks ago. And the reason why I did bring it to a podcast form was, one, I wanted it to be more accessible. And, you know, I wanted to challenge myself. And I told you guys that I wanted to face my fear of it being more accessible and more people listening. And part of the reason why I wanted to throw myself out there and face that fear was because I knew that this Britney podcast was coming. And I was like, I need to get over this hurdle now, 6 weeks before I launch this thing, and get my nerves and get the fear and get the anxiety out now, because I feel really strongly about this podcast that we were working on, because we started working on this. We started our research doc, I want to say in the summer, because we wanted to make sure, obviously, that we know we didn't forget anything, and we wanted to build like this visual timeline so that we could go back and we could watch videos and just really get in the zone, if you will, and really try and put ourselves back in our shoes from 20 years ago, 19, 18, 17, 15, you know, 10 years ago, like really get a, create memories for ourselves and really help, you know, get us in that zone. And so we have like a 50 page research doc, and we've watched so many videos over, and we recorded, I think, 8 or 9 sessions, and then doing the intro, and just, it's been so long in the works. And bringing Weekend Chat to podcast was part of the learning process for me to be able to do this project. It was part of the fear, getting over the fear, because if this is my first time dipping into the podcast world, I would have been so anxious, and I wasn't this time around. I was anxious about the technology working. Like, I wasn't anxious about my voice being out there. I was anxious that the hosting service, like, wouldn't publish it, you know, the technical stuff. And Spotify's been giving us issues, but that's a different story. But yeah, it's, I don't even know what to say. I'm like, I'm just so excited to chill this weekend and just soak it all in. And I'm already getting messages from people who are like, I've binged the whole thing. When is the next episode? And I'm just like, oh my God, like, that's 7 hours of podcasts that you've listened to, like, so fast. And in 3 days, like, that's so much. And I'm just overwhelmed. Like, I'm honestly overwhelmed. And it's been so fun doing it, but it's been so tedious. And to just, I finally put it out there for you guys to listen to and just enjoy is an unbelievable feeling. I mean, it really is, because that's like all I want is, like, I just want to create stuff that people like and enjoy, you know? And I wouldn't necessarily say that I strive to have people like the stuff I do. I strive to entertain people with the stuff I do. That, because entertain, you know, liking and dislike, it's like, I don't strive to make other people like me. I strive to entertain people. And I really wanted to, part of the concept for this came from, so like Brad and I, we get dinner, I want to say like once every 2 weeks at minimum. And it always winds up, you know, we catch up on life, we catch up on family stuff, personal stuff. And then we usually start talking about something that Brittany posts on Instagram. And then we wind up having these deep dive conversations about like pop music and pop culture. And it has been such an escape. So it's naturally like these conversations that you hear in these podcasts are just similar to what we would do at the restaurant, or what we would do on a walk, or after, you know, like whatever. It was just in text messages, in GChat. Like, it's a very natural conversation that we have. And I realized how when we would go to dinner and we'd just sit and talk about Brittany, it was such a nice escape, and it was so fun. And then it was like, we would get up, we'd pay the bill and leave, and it would be like, okay, see ya. And then I'm like, oh, back to reality, like, ew. You know what I mean? So it was such a nice escape. And I wanted to capture that some way and share it with you guys, because a lot of people that I've interacted with on social media are Britney fans. That is kind of the niche. It's like Housewives fans and Britney fans. I just felt like it was like an experience that I was having that I wanted to package up and just export it, literally, like right click, save as the MP3s, and share with people. And it's not just, you know, people on social media. Like, it's literally, I'm looking at the map of real time, like who is listening and who is subscribing. And it's people from all over the fucking planet. Like, and that is Earth, you know, as Paris Hilton would say. It's literally people from all over the fucking globe. And that is so crazy to me. And I'm just, I was like looking at the map. And I'm just like, there's people in Australia. Like, I've never even been to Australia. Like, I've never been to these places before. And there's people there that are listening to me and Brad talk about Britney and connecting with us. And like, that is what I love about social media. And I wanted to tap back into that, because social media used to be that, and it is now just, it's like been weaponized to turn people against each other, and it's so political now, and there's so much disinformation that's on social media, and I was just, I was finding people like leaving and fleeing, and I just felt like it was breaking connections, and I was like, what can I create that can bring that back? You know what I mean? Like, what can I do? And I was also nervous, because I was like, oh, what are people gonna be like? Oh, like another podcast, you know? Like, because it feels like everyone, you know, is doing podcasts and stuff. They're very, like, you know, popular to do. And so I was like, oh my God, are people gonna roll their eyes because it's another podcast? And so I just felt like it was the best format. I felt like it was the best medium. It's global. It's free. You can listen on SoundCloud and also CastBox and Spotify for free. And then Apple Podcast, obviously you need an Apple product. But yeah, it's free. It's accessible. It's, you know, doesn't take a lot of data. It doesn't take a lot of time. And you guys, I'm just so proud of it. And I made all these like little teasers that I posted on Instagram that like are my dream to do. Like, I just want to work for Queens of Pop, you know what I mean? And I said to Brad, I was like, you know what? Because we didn't know anything about what was happening with Domination. And we thought that we thought the end of the year would be, because it was originally going to be a 1 month series. We were gonna do 5, 5, 5, 5, and then we even at one point we're gonna do all 20 at one, and just drop them on one day. And then she started being like, oh, like rumors of a residency started to pop up, and we were like, okay. And we had already filmed like 6 or 7 episodes. We'd done trial runs and we'd kind of been in the midst of it. And then she did her Ellen announcement and we were like, shit, we gotta re-record some stuff. And you know what I mean? Like, it became something different than what we had originally planned, and which was even cooler. Because originally we were like, 20 episodes, we're gonna tease it with like this crazy website and get everyone talking. And because we didn't think she was gonna do anything. So we were gonna like hype people up and do all these teasers. And then, you know, we scanned all of that. We scrapped all of it. We were gonna do a 2 week countdown, scrapped it because, you know, she did her Ellen thing. And so it was just cool. I was like, I wanted to do something that I would have done for her. Like, you know, some kind of release and whatever. They did do merch, which is like expensive. I don't, you know, I was like, I'm not gonna spend $300 on a Baby One More Time merch thing. It's just like, you know, I don't know, just not for me. I would have loved if they did a digital singles release with all the music videos. That I think that would have been so cool. So it really was just like this passion project. And I haven't felt excited by anything in so long that I've worked on. And this really has been like, it just so fun. And I feel like I'm rambling about it. I'm sorry. I haven't slept really in like 2 weeks. And I'm just excited. And so it's like, I try to go to sleep and I try and take a nap. And then I just get excited because Brad will send me something that someone said to him, and they're like, or like another person will tweet about it. And I'm just like, oh my God, like I just can't, the excitement is just keeping me awake, which is why I don't have coffee today, because I don't need any. I'm literally like on an adrenaline rush. But yeah, I just wanted to get on here and say thank you to anyone who has listened. If you haven't listened, it is available now. There are 7 episodes, and we're actually gonna slow down the rollout because we didn't think that she was gonna do anything in 2019. Like 3 weeks ago, we were like, we had no idea. So we're now actually thinking of like extending this even longer. And we have an idea for a Thanksgiving bonus episode, a Christmas episode. I mean, it's just, it's evolving. It's so different than what we had originally planned, and that's exciting. And so thank you to anyone who's listened or shared it or DM'd me or posted it on their Instagram story to boost the message or tweeted us. We are on Twitter at Brittany Podcast, and I think I'm gonna definitely use it as a stan account. I tweeted the video of the Backstreet Boys stan who's like, I'm gonna kill her. So like tweeting out references and just tweeting out moments that we talk about in the podcast, I think I'm gonna do on that account. What else? I'm overwhelmed. I really am. It is at 13,000 streams as of me speaking in this camera right now. My goal was 1,000. Like I literally was like, if 1,000 people listen to this by the end of the week, I will cry. And we hit that in like less than a day. It was at like, oh my God, I could like cry, but I'm also so tired. And I also look like shit, and I want chicken fingers and French fries. I'm just like, I'm a mess, but it's a good mess. But yeah, what else? I think, you know, I don't know what I'm gonna do here on YouTube anymore. I mean, the Weekend Chat is now, it does well as a podcast, and that's something I'm gonna have to kind of think of, because, you know, I wanna do another candle haul, so like I would obviously do that on YouTube. I still, you know, and in my back pocket, that Sims series that I like really wanna do, but this Brittany one has taken over, girl. When I tell you, for the past, like, starting 3 months ago, it went into overdrive. My free time was spent like learning the Zoom recorder, buying equipment, testing out equipment, returning equipment, signing up for hosting, teaching myself RSS feeds, writing, research. You know, I mean, it just like, I wouldn't have been, that's kind of why this channel, this is literally just my Weekend Chat, because I can't. I mean, there's really, you know, only so many hours in a day. But, yeah, and I mean, we've got 4 episodes that are already pre-recorded, that were the next 4, 2005, 2006, 2007 is a whopper, you guys. It's like at 2 hours right now. It's like a double size. And then 2008, which I didn't think was running that long. And then when we stopped recording, it was also at 2 hours and 15 minutes. And I was like, holy shit. So those are like supersized episodes. We really go like deep, and I guess that's really like all from this week that I have to chat about. And I've still been shaking my tits to Kim Petras, you guys. I said that like last week, I started listening to it and I can't stop. Like I literally can't stop. They're such earworms. I like told my coworkers, I was like, oh my God, you guys, I'm like a Kim Petras stan now. Like, well, not stan. Stan is like, I'm a Britney stan and a Christina stan. But it was stuck in my head and I was sharing it. I was like, oh my God. And then my coworker was like, oh my God, now I can't stop listening to it. And I was like, yeah, I told you. What else? That really is honestly all this week. I'm just like, I am excited to chill tonight. I am gonna get food and I'm hopefully gonna sleep and I'm gonna play video games and just relax. And then tomorrow I'm just gonna finesse episode 8, which is 2005, before it launches on Monday. And because today's Friday. So tomorrow I'm gonna finesse 2005. Just, you know, I like edit it, I cut it up, I like do one full listen. And then I go back and I put the volume on really high and I do like a sound check. So I make sure that everything is all at the same sort of level, and that there's because we do, when we sit and we chat, we do kind of pause and, you know, be like, and then, or like we wait for the other person, we try and wait for each other to finish so that we can, you know, it's easier for it to flow on the podcast. So I just make sure that, you know, all the cuts sound smooth and things like that. But yeah, I can't believe like it's out. And I'm sorry that that's really all I'm talking about here today. And also on Instagram and Twitter, it's just all I'm talking about. But I mean, you guys, like, it has been crazy in the news the past few days. And I was, the other night, I went to bed at like 5:30 in the morning and was woken up by the Amber emergency alerts on my phone. I got 4 of them being like shelter in place because I live in the vicinity of an area that was targeted. And so I was getting the emergency alerts, and that is not fun to wake up to. And then to have to get on the subway, it's just so, the anxiety has just been, ugh. And it just the constant flow of it. And so, I don't know. I mean, I felt weird promoting all of this stuff, but then I was like, you know what? People need an escape, and I want to create something where people can just, for an hour, put something on and like transport back in time and think about Baby One More Time or Oops, I Did It Again. And that was the other thing too, is people messaged me like, I never saw that performance, or oh my God, I looked that up on YouTube and you were right. It was so good. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for recommending it. I went back and I listened to the Baby One More Time album all day, or I forgot how good Oops, I Did It Again was, or this song or that song. And so I really felt like it just gave people something to do and take their mind off of like this shithole work cycle. Well, that's a different story. I meant news cycle and just constant barrage of bullshit and lies and like just madness and fear mongering. And I mean, this guy is fucking insane. Like, he needs to fucking go. I'm sick of it. If you have not registered to vote and you are not voting in the midterms, don't talk to me. Like, you need to get out and vote. And like, it's so important. And register if you can. Like, please make sure you do it. And it's like a week away, almost a week and a half, 2 weeks at this point. I voted via absentee ballot, so I don't trust the machines. I don't trust the systems and anything. So I have a paper ballot that is in an envelope. It gets recorded. It gets registered on the website. And when I can literally go and look, and it says, your ballot was received in the mail this day. This is who you voted for. Like, it's proof. It shows you. That's just my personal opinion. But it's crazy out there. God, there needs to be some kind of checks and balances put back in place. And I really hope that things look good on the 7th. But anyway, that's pretty much it for this weekend chat. I really am just, I'm gonna crash soon, honestly. I'm like, oh my God, I wanna play video games, but I'm so tired. And I just feel really proud of myself, honestly. And I don't think I've ever said that on here, probably. Have you guys ever heard me say that? If anyone's been watching weekend chats for a really long time, have I ever said that? I genuinely feel so fucking proud of myself. And I mean, there's really no other words. I just really do. I really feel proud of myself. I taught myself so much in this process, and I edited everything myself, and I concepted it, and I did the graphic design. I came up with the art, and I recreated all of the words in vector art, and did a cover and the website, and the hosting and getting it on Spotify and Castbox. I mean, like, everything. And I just learned so much. And everything works. And I'm just so proud of it. And I'm so happy. And I really hope you guys enjoy it. And if you haven't, it's literally on all those things. Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, Castbox, Stitcher, Google Play Music. And what's the other one? I feel like there's one more that it's on. I forget. SoundCloud. So you can listen to the SoundCloud app, I think. You can also listen on the website or on mobile. It's really just like all over the place, and I want to make it as accessible and free for everyone to listen to. And make sure to follow the Twitter account and follow us on Spotify. And even if you don't like Britney, just subscribe anyway or like leave a 5-star review. That would really mean everything. And I'm excited to continue the journey and and see, I don't know, like see how this weekend chat maybe changes, because I think that that's the one thing I like about this and my Britney podcast is that like I don't have to answer to a company or answer to a boss or answer to an executive producer or like anyone else. Like I am in control of it. I'm driving the ship. I paid for it. I edit it. I produce it. Like it's me, and it can be fun and it can change and it can transform. And I've thought about transforming this weekend chat a little bit. And now that I'm seeing like how people are responding to the Britney one, and now people are like, oh my God, yes. Like do a Hillary Duff episode, do a Christina Aguilera episode. Like I want to hear your opinions on new music and whatever. Like people are like really asking and want to hear more. And I'm just like, oh my God, like literally it's give me more. You want more? I'll give you more. Like that's really how I feel. And so I don't know. We'll see what happens with this weekend chat. I do have ideas for it. I did sort of think about doing sort of a recap mini show of like, obviously, you know, I give you a song and a recommendations and like we talk about the week and we talk about what's going on. And I am kind of interested in like world events. So I don't know. I mean, we'll see where this goes. And I've thought about moving it to just podcast form only. Like literally, like look, if you're watching me on YouTube right now, look what I have right next to me. Hey, is this thing on? I literally have my mic stand with my podcast mic and I have my Zoom recorder. And I sat here on the couch and I was like, I look like fucking shit. I was like, I don't want to be on camera today. Fuck. Should I just record audio only? But then I was like, no, I can't abandon my YouTube girls like that. I can't leave you guys hanging and just put up a blank black screen, even though I would love to cover up my zits on my face today. But you know what? I'm human, right? But yeah, that's pretty much it. And we'll see. Also, I need to start now designing my Christmas card because I think that's gonna happen again and that'll be a YouTube thing. And I don't know, I need to come up with some kind of concept this year for it. Last year I like loved the concept I made and like Christmas card I made last year I personally thought was gorgeous. I know that art is subjective, but I loved it and I thought it was beautiful and it was so personal for me. It was all places that like mean so much to me here in the city. And so I want to come up with a concept for this year's, I don't know. I don't know, we'll see. Once I get some sleep and my brain starts working again, I can get there. But I'm sorry that I just ranted and raved and rambled on and on and on and on about this Britney podcast, but it is the launch week and I'm over the moon and I'm so excited by it. And I'm just, my phone just keeps blowing up with people on Instagram messaging me and Twitter. And I'm like, oh my God, people think I'm funny. Like, and you guys know the other thing that happened too this week, and it's not that I ever think that you should live your life with regrets, because I do think that everything is a journey and everything is a, you know, a process. And like getting here today, like, you know, you gotta learn things, and you gotta teach yourself equipment, and you gotta teach yourself how to use a camera, et cetera, you know what I'm saying? But like someone said to me, and I've known this person that said this to me, I've only known for probably less than 3 months, and they listened to it and they said to me, they're like, oh my God, you have such a good voice for this podcasting. Like, it sounds so good. And I was like, I was stunned. At first I was like, are you being sarcastic? And they weren't, like they were being so genuine. And I remember standing there and thinking to myself, I have been literally since I was a kid so insecure about my speaking voice because I've been made fun of for years as a kid, for so long about my voice, and I was so scared and so insecure about it, and now I feel so stupid for feeling that way for so long. not that, but like, I feel like it's like I'm having a moment where I'm releasing these insecurities in time. I mean, I'm, you know, 30 and a half now, and it's like I'm finally realizing, like, fuck, you never needed to feel insecure about that, because that was just people being assholes and making fun of you. I don't know. You guys, I'm having a moment. But yeah, I just, what else? I think that's it, honestly. That really resonated with me a lot. And then, you know, there's people who I know that don't, like, they don't like Britney Spears, or like they're not into pop music the way that I am. And they even said, they were just like, wow, the execution of this is better than a lot of professional podcasts that I hear, and like your teasers and stuff. Like, I just got a compliment from someone who, you know, they could care less about pop music, but they saw the amount of work that I did, and they just were like, holy shit, like, this is crazy. Like, there's companies that have teams of people, and this sounds so good, and it's edited so well, and the cover is so good. And I was just like, oh my god, I'm shook. I need a nap before I start crying. I want chicken fingers and french fries again. Also, that's the other thing, you guys. You know, I told you I was like intermittent fasting. Threw that shit out the window this week. And honestly, it was like worse than probably, I like one point, there was a day, because I was working, I was editing. And so when I get in the zone, it's like you don't eat. It was like 20 something hours that I hadn't had a single bite to eat. And then it just all hit me at once. And I was ravenous. I was like, oh my God, no. We gotta reel this back. But you know what? Now that things are launched, we can get into a much better schedule, and I will get that back in check. But, you know, it did work for me the last time, so I know it will work for me again. We just gotta get back on the train. We had a little rocky launch. Launch week was more important to me. Now that we'll go back into a flow of one episode a week, we're good. But yeah, oh God, I look fucking rough today, don't I? Ooh, I mean, it's reflective of the amount of work that I've done though, so it's fine, whatever. I wanna be a skinny legend by January. Okay, that's a different story for a different day. Thank you guys again for watching and listening to me ramble, and let me know what you think in the comments below of the podcast. Send me a DM, send me a tweet. I'm literally reading everything. I'm going to go get chicken fingers and then lay in bed and pass out. Well, oh, I have to edit this first, but then I'm going to pass out. Thank you guys again. It means a lot. I really appreciate it. I sincerely appreciate it. I can't express my gratitude enough for the support and for the kind words. I will see you guys on Monday with episode 2005, and then I will see you on here next Friday. Bye, guys.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.